Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Such a beautiful anointed song. I am so excited this morning. Welcome everyone to Reaching Out Radio. This is Evangelist Montel Fields, and today we are very blessed. We're going to get to be sharing with a beautiful man and woman of God that have an awesome and amazing ministry. As well, we just heard one of Brian Fouts' songs, and I love his music. I listen to it in my car and in times of worship and in prayer, and I welcome you both on this morning. I want to give you the floor to just let go and let God, and we welcome you here on Reaching Out Radio Ministry.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, good morning, Evangelist Montel Fields, our great sister. We just love you. And good morning to our listening audience. I'm Brian Fouts.
And I'm Leah Fouts.
And this morning, we're excited to be here on Reaching Out Radio, where we are reaching out to be hands and feet of Jesus Christ. For those of you that are in the listening area, Leah and I are with Hazak Ministries. Our ministry was started with the vision to bring hope, healing, and encouragement to those who've lost a loved one.
The word Hazak is a Hebrew word. It means to make or be strong, to strengthen, to sustain, to support, and to encourage. We hope that you, the listeners, will be encouraged with our message this morning.
And at the end of the program, if you've got any questions or comments that you feel that you'd like to share, please feel free to give us a call. You can reach Montel and Lee and I this morning by calling 347-308-8837. And that phone number again is 347-308-8837. And we look forward to hearing from you at the end of this program here.
Before we start, let's open the program with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are, for who we are because of you. Be with us now, Lord, as Brian and I bring a message of hope and healing and encouragement to the listeners on this program. Amen.
Amen. Well, greetings from the hill in New Ulm, Texas.
Good morning, y'all.
Well, before we get started, Lee and I want to share with you an important reminder with regards to our topic and our discussion today.
Our hope and our prayer is that this show would be informational, educational, and should provide you, the listener, with some great ideas to help you in your daily walk with the Lord. So, Brian, let's get started.
Wow. It is just beautiful. I can see 4 miles and miles. I can see 4 miles
and miles. What are you singing?
Well, that's the old hit song from 1967 with Peter Townsend in the Who.
You are just too funny.
But you have to agree, it is beautiful.
What's beautiful, Brian? The song?
No, not the song.
Then what?
Well, the hill and the countryside out here where we live. You know, just looking out from our back porch here and seeing the beauty that has been formed by the hand of God, it is just awesome just to look out and see everything out here on the hill.
You know, I don't think we ever get tired of looking out over the countryside around our home.
Well, do you know what today is, my bride?
Gosh, no, Brian. What is today?
Well, first off, today is the 21st of June, and some really interesting things have happened in history on this particular date.
Like what?
Well, in Jewish history, in the year 1498, all of the Jewish people were expelled from Nuremberg, Bavaria, which is modern-day Germany, by the Emperor Maximilian.
Now, that I did not know.
And another great historical fact is today, in 1607, the first Protestant Episcopal parish in America was established right here at Jamestown, Virginia.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that you probably did not know.
Okay.
On this day, a woman would make a huge mark in history.
A woman?
Yeah,
okay.
A woman. The woman was Tiny Broadwick. And on June 21st, 1913, Glenn L. Martin flew his airplane up to 2,000 feet above the Griffith Park in Los Angeles, California. At this altitude, Tiny became the first woman to make a successful jump from an airplane.
Wow, now that's really interesting. And to think that that chute opened, wow. Who would have known that that would have been the first woman to fly? Who knew?
Okay, so what are we going to share with our listeners today?
Well, this morning, we're going to take some time out. We're going to be talking about releasing the Spirit in our lives.
This sounds exciting.
Well, it is. And as we begin our study, we're going to discover what it means to really release the Spirit and how this will help us in our walk and in our daily life.
Oh, Brian, this is going to be so much fun.
Yes, it will be. And so, if we're going to release the Spirit, the first thing that we need to really ask ourselves is this really important question. What does that word release mean?
Ooh, I want to do that. This one.
Okay, go ahead. But I would like to just share one more thing before we get started.
Okay, but just one.
All right. Well, when I first started taking some Bible seminary classes in 2008, our teacher, Paul Helbig, told us that we had to learn that every word in the Bible was placed there for a reason. That means that all of the words in the Bible mean something. That means that every word, not just some of them, and that means every word including if, and, or, but, and so that we would have a deeper understanding of what God's word is.
Yes, I remember those instructions well.
Okay then, Leah, what does that word release mean?
Well, I looked these up in the dictionary and found some really interesting meanings.
Okay.
The first was to set free from confinement, restraint, or bondage. Second, to free from something that binds or holds back, to let go. The third was to dismiss, like from a job.
Ooh.
The fourth was to get rid of a debt or obligation.
Wow. Now, to be set free from bondage, now that was an interesting concept.
So here's a question for our listeners to be thinking about this morning. What other things could you think of that this word might mean?
That's a great question, Leah. And we can come back to that later in the program when we're taking phone calls.
I know that we've talked about what this word means in English, but what about Hebrew? I mean, this was the language of Yahweh, the God of Israel.
Leah, thanks for asking about this. You know, I just love looking up words in Hebrew.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see what the words mean. Well, that word release in Hebrew is the word shemitah, and it means remission or to release, like that of a debt or release from prison.
Well, since we're talking about release, I want to share with our listeners this great passage of hope and promise from our Lord. This is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 1. I'm reading from the NIV version, and it has to do with the year of the Lord's favor. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners.
Wow, now that was awesome, Leah. Now, today we're going to be talking about those things that you can do to release the Spirit in your life. So, the first step that we're going to be talking on this morning is learning to let go.
This is going to be a fun and interesting topic today, I can already tell.
Okay, well then, Leah, let me ask you, why do you think that we have to learn to let it go? And should we learn to let go?
Oh, yes, we have to learn to let go. We've got to learn to let go of our feelings.
All right, now some of you may be asking yourselves this morning, so why do we have to let go? And why, and of all things, why do we have to let go of our feelings?
Brian, we have to learn to become broken before the Lord. We have to learn to ask for forgiveness, not only from God, but from others. We also have to be willing to open ourselves up to the Lord.
Okay, Leah, but let me ask you, what does that mean, opening ourselves up to the Lord?
Well, basically, you have to be willing to be peeled back like an onion.
Okay, so you said that we have to learn to become broken and ask for forgiveness.
Yes, that's right. Ask for forgiveness.
Okay, and you said, and open up yourself to the Lord and peeled like an onion?
Yep, just like peeling an onion.
Yeah.
One layer at a time.
So you really mean that to be layered and cut open literally like an onion?
Yes, that is the only way that the Lord can get into the deepest part of our body to bring healing. We will have to allow God to pull back the layers of sin and years of a hardened heart in our lives. When we do, this will bring about cleansing and a fresh new spirit in our lives.
Wow, you know, Leah, I remember that when we were going through our trauma counseling right after our daughter Victoria died, and our specialist told me that she was going to peel me like an onion. Those were some pretty deep cuts. But, you know, over time, she managed to get all the way down, deep down to the root of the pain and the trauma that we were going through. And when she did, it brought with it some amazing healing.
Yes, I remember that too, Brian. It seemed very painful at first, but in time, it allowed the Lord to really work on us and grow us, and it made us stronger to be used by Him.
Amen to that. Well, we also have to give in or yield. If we do not yield, then we will continue to keep having resistance, and resistance keeps us from healing and from moving forward.
I just love the way you shared about resistance. Resistance keeps us from healing and from moving forward.
Well, you know, I love the way that the psalmist wrote in asking God to renew their spirit. And this is from Psalm 51:10, and I'm going to read this from the Amplified Bible this morning. It says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, persevering, and steadfast spirit within me."
That's one of my favorites. And John reminds us of God's faithfulness in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. I'm reading from New King James.
Okay.
"If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness."
Okay, so what does God tell us about doing our other things during the day? I mean, you know, when we are in fellowship with Him.
Oh, the Bible tells us how to do them. "As unto the Lord." That means that we are to be busy, but also be aware of His presence.
Okay, so Leah, why do you think that we have to let go? I mean, why is this important? I mean, do you have any thoughts on this, my bride?
Oh, yes. Anything that takes a focus off of God is a distraction.
A distraction? So what's it mean to be distracted?
Oh, you know, I looked up that word, and do you know what it really means?
Okay, tell me. I know the listeners would love to learn this.
Distraction means something that makes it difficult to think or pay attention.
Like doing something else at the same time?
Oh, yeah. And something that amuses or entertains you so that you do not think about problems, work, or you don't stay focused on something else.
You mean like staying focused like on God?
Exactly.
Now, that was pretty interesting. And you know me, I had to go look this word up in Hebrew or the Greek, and I actually found that this word is in the Greek, and that word for distraction is apeiraspastos, and it means without distraction, without solicitude, or without anxiety.
I see. Not only is it distracting, but it can bring anxiety. Yuck.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, you know, your heart pounds real quick and you go, you know, and you just don't know what to do. But, you know, in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 35, and this is from the New King James Version, "And this I say for your own profit, not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper, and that you may serve the Lord without distraction." So, let me ask you, what are some things that can distract us from God?
Oh, some of the things I can think of are spending too much time watching television. Maybe we're listening too much to the radio.
Yeah, or spending too much time in our career and our work.
That's right. You learned that one quite well. We can also get caught up in our hobbies or crafts.
Now, these are all great answers, Leah. And you know, I was thinking, and I know that's dangerous for me to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that as technology advances in our society today, all of the new electronic devices will become a major distraction. This includes your computer.
Yeah, I know. It always seems like we're having to update ours and then buy a new one a couple of years later just to stay current.
Oh, yes. And then, of course, besides the computer, there's always the mobile phone. I'm reminded of the voice line from the movie The Incredibles. "It's bigger, it's faster, and it has more power."
That was funny.
Well, but see, all of these are reasons that attractions comes money, comes clubs, sports, and hobbies, and all work together to distance us from the Creator.
And to distract us.
And by the end of the day, we are exhausted from all of the distractions. And we either do not call on God and then share with Him about our day, or we are so fatigued and tired that when we try to give Him a 20-second infomercial on what we did for the day, we then say, and thanks for the day.
Oh, boy. You are on a roll today, boy. I just love what the Lord tells us to do. Stay focused on Him. This is from Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 32. So you shall observe to do just as the Lord your God has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right or to the left.
I just love that verse. And when we find ourselves on overload, here is a scripture verse to help us to stay abiding in Him. This is from Psalm 119, verse 37. And I'm going to read this from the New King James Version. Says, I run away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way.
That is a great promise to remember, Brian. We need to learn to give Him praise every day. And in our daily walk of life, we're supposed to do God's will and not our will.
That is awesome, Leah. And you know, when we do not keep our focus on Him, then over time, we can allow other things to consume our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't take care and watch out, we can find ourselves drifting away from God.
You are so correct. We have to keep our eyes fixed upon the Master, our Lord and King. I think that 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says it best on how we handle each day. This is from New King James Version. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Grr.
That was great, Leah. And I want to share with our listeners that same passage from the Message Bible, because I think this one really says it all. This is from 1 Peter 5, 8 through 11 from the Message. It reads, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will you have put together and then put your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does.
Wow. Now that rocks.
Yes, it certainly does. Now the second step to releasing the Spirit in your life is to forgive others.
I know this can be a tough one, but we have to learn to do this.
So why do we need to forgive others? What's so important about doing that?
Well, because it is important.
Well, does this mean that I have to forgive others even if I didn't do anything wrong?
Oh, yes, it does. We have to learn to forgive others because if we do not forgive, then we will harbor those ill feelings of anger and resentment. But worse than that, God will not forgive us.
Ouch. So it really matters if we are naughty or nice then.
Yes, it does.
So if we hold this thing against someone, then this is a spirit of offense.
It is.
And it keeps us from being healed, and it keeps us from being blessed.
You are right on the money, Brian. When you take away the spirit of offense, it can open the door to true repentance and healing, and it removes the veil of the spirit of deceit, of doubt, and hopelessness. This is true for everyone, not only for you, but for the others around you.
So, as the old saying goes, if we're not blessing someone, then we're cursing them.
That, sadly, can also be true.
So, Leah, do you have another verse that you like, one that maybe speaks about forgiving others?
Oh, yes. Here's a great passage about holding grudges against others. Colossians 3, verse 13. Be gentle and forbearing with one another, and if one has a difference, a grievance, or a complaint against another, readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive.
Wow, Leah. And here is another reminder about forgiving one another, and this is from Colossians 3:13 from the NASB, though. It says, bearing with one another and forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you.
I just wanted to add on an additional piece of scripture for this topic on forgiveness.
Okay.
I really loved this passage in Matthew 6, verse 14 in the Amplified Version. For if you forgive people their trespasses, their reckless and willful sins, leaving them, letting them go, and giving up resentment, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you.
So, in wrapping up this morning, in order to release the Spirit, we need to do two things first.
Let go and forgive others.
Wow. Thank you, Leah. Now, as we had mentioned to you at the very beginning of the program, if you've got a question or a comment that you'd like to share for either Evangelist Montel, for Leah, or myself, then please feel free to give us a call. You can reach us by calling 347-308-8837. Now, that phone number again is 347-308-8837, and we look forward to hearing from you. So, Montel, how are you today?
I am blessed, and I enjoyed that immensely. It was awesome. I'm so excited to have you on Reaching Out Radio as part of the ministry family. You guys are truly a blessing, and I was anticipating great things, but that was even better than I anticipated.
Well, great.
We had some callers on the lines, and I'm going to open up some of the phone lines and let them share. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any questions or comments for Brian or Leah, anything that you'd like to share?
Well, I enjoyed the program. It was very good. And when it comes down to forgiveness, sometimes that seemed like a hard one.
Oh, yeah.
But when God put that agape love in us, like Jesus, you know, we can't do anything but turn the other cheek.
That's right.
To forgive and go on and let God take care of the situations, no matter what it is.
That's true.
Amen.
And it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it is. And even being in the Lord sometimes, and you can see sometimes when people really do big things to people, and we say sometimes within ourselves, oh, my, how did they have that forgiveness that quick to forgive them for that, you know. So God is good, and I really enjoyed the message today.
Thank you.
Well, and thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to see that people's listening and liking the program. Hold on just one moment, okay? Trying to get to... Hello, Scott, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Apparently not. There he is.
I was just going to let you share with what you told me and your message to Brian and Leah.
Oh, I just wanted to say I really enjoyed the show. You guys did an amazing job. And the one thing that really caught my attention is you guys really just, you know, kind of playing off each other. I mean, you work really well together, just kind of feeding off each other's energy. And it just, it made the show really that much more enjoyable to me and made the message that much stronger.
Well, that's great. I really appreciate that comment. We, you know, it's just really kind of amazing. You know, looking back on our life, one, I would have never thought we would have written a book, and two, I never would have thought we would have been on the radio. I mean, other than being a musician and maybe having some of your music played on the radio, I never thought we would have even been where we are today. So that's very wonderful, and all that I can tell you is that it's all God, and
yeah.
we really enjoy preparing to do a radio program because we try to have it up to make it fun. And And this is what you get. This is the way that we really are in real life.
They're telling the truth. Love them.
Yeah, like I said, you guys do an awesome job. Keep up the amazing work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your call, Scott. Thank you so much.
Scott's
yes,
an artist also. He's a songwriter, and he just actually had a new song that came out on Sunday. It was a dedication to his dad. His dad passed away, and he wrote a song in tribute to him, and I've been trying to help him to get it out there. And Scott's an amazing, dedicated man, too. He's been on broadcast, and I thank you today, Scott, for tuning in and to listening. And Brian and Leah are amazing. Their ministry will truly bless you, and they're very dedicated even in my life as friends. They're very faithful, and they're full of love and life, and you can hear that in the way they do their program. And I thank you for tuning in this morning, Scott.
You are truly welcome.
And I got some callers. I know the numbers from Michigan, so I'm going to open up their line because they say they have a question. Okay. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
I am blessed, thank you.
I would like to tell Brian and Leah I enjoyed their service this morning, and the gentleman before me just took the words out of my mouth. It is so refreshing to hear a husband and wife that are dedicated to the Lord and living for the Lord together. And just, I can't put it in words. It was beautiful. I'm dumbfounded for what I want to say. I wish more Christian couples could work together and study the Word of God and put it out there together in the way they did. It was funny. It was enjoyable. And I just thank them as well as the gentleman before me. You guys are an amazing couple, and I look forward to listening to you again. And I'm Minister Morgan from Edwardsburg, Michigan, and I hope you'll be on again so I can listen to more of your words. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Should be on next Tuesday, and we'd love to hear from you as well. And, you know, you can go visit us on our website at www.hazakministries, that's H-A-Z-A-K, ministries.com, and send us an email. We'd love to stay in touch with you.
I would love to, and thank you so much again for your word. And God bless
you,
and God bless you, Montel.
You. God bless you,
thank you.
And if there's anybody else out there that has questions they want to call in, sometimes people are scared to speak on the radio. A lot of people listen live on demand, but maybe if you have a comment or you have a question, you can call in. The number he's been sharing, 347-308-8837, and press 1. That will let us know that you have a question. And Sister Mary, is there anything else that you would like to share? I know you're a very anointed woman of God as well, and you let the Spirit lead you. And I'm so excited to have Brian and Leah join in our ministry. Sister Mary is always faithful to listen to the broadcast, and she shares on Saturday nights. And she's really a new spiritual sister to me there for prayers, and like you and Brian are, and I thank God for each and every one of you in my life. But Sister Mary, do you have anything else you would like to share?
Well, you know, just like they were saying, a husband and wife team, that's great. I crown them today in Jesus' name. And, you know,
thank
that's
you.
Beautiful when you can work together and share like that. My. Very good. And, you know, we're going to be looking to see where God is going to take them from here, you know, and the sky's the limit, my God. But it's a great program, and I really enjoyed it. And, I know a little about your background and what you've been through, and that's why I said when we can turn the other cheek, you know, and love and to do what God wants, my God, you know, but praise God for Jesus and the things he have done, that we can come boldly to the rugged cross because it's already there, it's already done. All we have to do is take it and run with it. But what a great ministry, and I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed you.
Well, thank you so much for your input and your thoughts and your prayers, and we receive that.
That's right.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen.
Well, blessings to you.
Thank you.
And Brian and Leah have a book available as well, Sister Mary. It's actually the journey, I want to say the journey of healing, and I think the title that God gave you for your book, From Misery to Ministry, is just so powerful because, honestly, that truly is a testimony of your life. You went through misery in losing your daughter, but what was so beautiful and powerful to me was how God, he took that pain and he gave you, He gave you healing, and through it, he's helped you to be instruments that have brought healing into other lives. That journey is so powerful. And the book, it just has you, it had me laughing, it had me smiling, it had me crying. And it's so well written, you can tell it's through the leading of the Spirit, because I felt like I was truly there, feeling your pain. And, you know, parts where it talked about at your daughter's service, you know, when the people were coming up, being saved, and then to know that one of those young men a year later lost his life. And just to see everything that God has done in your life and through the loss of your beautiful daughter, it's just, it's so powerful, because, you know, some people would have chosen that situation to not let go, to not forgive. And, you know, as you were sharing today in your teaching here, I was thinking of you and Lee in that, because you know what? You went through one of the hardest things that would ever be to forgive, because myself, I'm a mother. That was that someone took the life of your beautiful child. But God got you to a place of letting go and forgiving, and he has used you in such a powerful way. Your testimony blesses me in so many ways, and I know it encourages others. And I'm so excited that you're joining us here, and I love sharing forth your ministry as well. Brian's music. Brian's music is so anointed, and you're also, I know, going to be, eventually we're going to be having another book coming out from you. I'm looking so forward to seeing what God is going to continue to do in your life through the radio, through future songs, books, whatever they may be. But your life truly is a testimony to the power of forgiveness and what God can do in our lives when we let go, let God, and as you said, get peeled back like an onion.
That's true, and you know, but this all happened because we were saved by the blood of Jesus. And if we had not been saved, we wouldn't be here today either.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were told early on that one of the most, you know, as we were going through counseling, both regular counseling and trauma counseling, they said that the death of the child, of a child, especially an only child, they said would be the pinnacle of the most painful things that you could go through in life. Mm-hmm. And as we went through that, you know, the Lord gave us this supernatural peace within 48 hours of her death. I mean, that was an answer to our prayer. And we had many people that would be looking at us, and they'd go, "You don't talk like you lost a child," because it's just God's presence was all in us and around us. And so the things that we learned from that were that, you know, if this is the worst thing that you're going to go through, then everything else is up. Everything else from here going forward is a lot easier. And you find things that you start learning things like life is too short to get wrapped up in pity any things. It's all about bringing Christ to people. And what was it that we have a good friend of ours that's an evangelist, David Copeland, and he's been really big on, you know, contending for the heart of God this year. And that's just what we need to be doing. You know, we have a lot of challenges. I jokingly, because Montel's heard me say this, I have a lot of people that would come to me and say, "Well, you know, the problem, Brian, is this, or the problem is that, or the problem is the other." And I'd say, "Well, repeat after me. There are no problems in life, only challenges. And you have to learn to overcome those challenges." And that's exactly what Christ has taught us, is that, you know, our favorite verse was given to us from a pastor as he was taking us through the healing process of grief. And that came from James 1, 2 through 5, and it just says, "Find a pure joy, brother, as you go through those trials and tribulation in the life, because it's a testing of your faith." And as you learn to go through that testing of faith, we become overcomers. And by becoming overcomers, then God will then in turn around and use us to bless someone else, to help them go through their grieving process so that they can overcome and that they can go out and help somebody else.
That is so beautiful, and it's so sad. The other day I was at the hospital with my mom, and I thank everyone for their prayers. My mom said she felt the hand of God touching her, and she's been able to eat the last day. So everyone that's prayed for, I thank you so much. But, you know, it makes you wonder and it shows you things in life. But there was a family, and I'm asking for you to pray for them. There's a 14-year-old young man here where I live at that hung himself Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And his mother found. So, you know, it makes you wonder, and it saddens my heart, what would get a 14-year-old young man to the point that he would take his own life? And that just put a burden on my heart this weekend, and I want to try my ex-brother-in-law. I still consider him family, but he knows the family, and I want to try to get in contact with them. And I think your book would be great, and I have a copy that you have blessed me with, and I really I think your book would be great for them, because I can't even begin to imagine, even you, because it wasn't expected in your life. But you as a parent know that feeling. You know what she's feeling right now. And I can't even begin to imagine to go and to find my child to have done that to themselves. I am only 14 years old, and I truly got a burden on my heart for this family. And been in the news and everything else, but that's one of the things when I was reading your book, or even getting to know you personally. You know, you're my brother and sister in Christ, but to me, you're family, and you guys truly have, you can just feel that spirit in your life. God gives each of us the ministry that he calls us to, and I know when I speak with the both of you, it's so amazing, because even in the broadcast today, you show forth in how I know you two. You guys have that, you have that joy, you know, that unspeakable joy that God gives us, and that's what we're supposed to do as children of God. And then you also have that deep, sincere side. And Leah reminds me all the time, I always tell Brian to give you a big teddy bear hug for me, because I feel that type of love coming forth from you, the nurturing, the caring. And Brian is strong and courageous, but he's also very loving. So you're together, your ministry is so powerful to me. And God, when he put you together, he already knew what he had planned in your life, because you two definitely... you definitely are one in him, and it truly is a beautiful thing. And in my life, that's what I pray for all the time. And I just keep praying that God has his perfect will in his, you know, in our life and in our marriage. And it truly is to me, you really shine forth for the Lord. And I know that you really encourage and impact lives. And I just thank God for putting you in my life. And I look so forward to future upcoming broadcast, and also what God's going to do in all of our lives, because so many doors are opening, and you know, we're all getting acquainted, becoming family in Christ. Sister Mary too is, I know you two will grow to love her just as me. I mean, she's an amazing woman, and to her prayer, let me tell you, powerful prayer. And we all come together and support each other on the broadcast. That's one thing I love. They're always there to interact, to share, to speak, whatever it may be. And I just want you to know, I appreciate each and every one of you so very much.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
And we appreciate the opportunity.
And
I'm leaning back in my chair. Yeah, I'm leaning back in my chair. I'm getting a CAT scan right now. So.
One of our cats.
I have one word for them. Okay, the lily is in the valley. Now you are through the valley now, and the rose of Sharon is on the mountaintop. So enjoy and go free in the Lord.
Thank you. I accept that word. Amen.
You're welcome.
That's a great word. Thank you.
Amen.
Right now, I don't see any other callers on the line. A lot of people do listen on the on-demand, so if I have anyone that's trying to connect to you or anything, I will share it forth, and I will be sharing the on-demand link after the broadcast today. And again, every week we're going to be blessed to have Brian and Leah with us every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Central. They're going to be sharing forth as God leads them in the Spirit, sharing their heart, their charisma, their passion, their strength, and their knowledge that they have learned through their walk from misery to ministry. And I just really do think that is so, so suiting. For you, that book title just so was amazing to me and fitting. As I read that book, it's like, wow, God, that's powerful. And that was done in obedience, and I think that's even what's more beautiful about it.
Praise God.
Well, you know, if we don't share what God gives us, each one of us, then how can other people learn and grow too? You know,
that's
you can
true.
Only grow so much if it's just you and God. You can grow a lot, But if you can get other people's ideas and their viewpoints because of the walk they've been on, it just makes it much more, more and more and more. So
I was going to let you know, too, his music name is AKA The Whiz Kid, and he wanted me to let you and Leah know that he Facebook messaged you and sent your friend request on Facebook, and he said, thank you for letting me be a part of that amazing broadcast. So it truly blessed him. And he's been going through some things in his life, and he's really seeking, finding his way back. And, you know, he lost his dad, and that's another thing. It would be great for him to be able to talk to you, because that was a hard time for him to go through in his life. And God's brought him healing in it, too. But the song that he wrote the other day, that truly is his heart, and he's speaking out to his dad, you know. I think it's part of his way of healing. And the song was powerful, and I told him I really enjoyed it. But I just want you to know the type of encouragement, you know, that doing these radio broadcasts can bring to people. And what I love about it is, you know, even though there may not be, maybe there's not 1,000 people listening today, but what is so beautiful about it is today, after I share this, when people that get off work tonight or even next week down the road, every day I see the numbers growing where people are going back listening to the on-demand link, which the player that's on your wall will serve the same as the on-demand link. They can go back and hear the broadcast today if they didn't get to. And I think that's so beautiful because it goes all over the world. I know there's been people in Africa listening, people in China, in India. You know, there's days that people will message me. You never know who is listening, and they'll say, you know what, you are doing a beautiful thing. The ministry is powerful. It's blessing me. Keep going forth. I had someone message me this morning. You never know who's listening. Or a lot of times people are scared, too, to call in and be on the air. Some people just don't like to be on the air to speak. It scares them. So a lot of them choose to listen through the online broadcast. But I know your show is going to be a huge success, and Sister Mary's already getting a lot of people that's been following and listening to her. But I'm just so excited, and I look forward, because not only does it reach out and minister to others, but your teachings minister to me as well. And we all need to get fed, and we can all learn one from the other. And that's why I love it, that there's strength in numbers and being part of, I say we're a radio ministry family. It's not about Fields Family Ministries. It's about glorifying God and all of us working together for the same cause. And each one of us are being the hands and feet of Jesus. Each of us have a different type of ministry God's called us to. But we all have the same passion and desire, and we all are working towards the same goal. And I think it's just a beautiful thing. Sister Mary was a part of last night, and wow, last night the Spirit of God was moving, and there was a powerful word that came forth tonight, and it was beautiful. We all we talked together. We let her share, Sister Pearl. And then, you know, we all shared together, and it was powerful. But I just want to keep you both encouraged and know that your ministry is reaching people's lives, and people are listening. And today, even if it would have just been Scott, which there are other listeners on, but your message touched Scott's heart today, and that's important to me because I know his background and things he's been to, and he's one of my friends. He's been on a broadcast in the past, and that's how I met him, but thank you for that, because it truly touched the depths of his heart today.
Well, you're welcome. He's already befriended me, and I've already replied to his Facebook message. So,
well, you know, it's kind of like the person that was walking along the beach, and they'd see a starfish on the sand, and they'd pick it up and throw it out into the water. And one of the other people there said, why in the world are you doing that? It's just a starfish. It's caught on the beach. It doesn't make any difference what you do. And he looked at him and he said, you know, it made a difference for this one as he threw it out. It made a difference for this one. And that's exactly.
Wow, Leah, that's really powerful.
Isn't that cool? It just came to me. I'd heard that before, and I just love it.
Yeah.
So, and that was so powerful and beautiful, and you know, and it really encourages me too, because there'll be times like down the road, maybe it's been months because I've been with My Kings Network for a couple of years, but it'll be months down the road and someone will listen to a broadcast or maybe even a post you put on Facebook. God's timing is perfect. You know, there'll be sometimes I've done so many, and they'll bring it back up. It's like, wow, you know, I almost forgot about that one, but you know. God's timing is perfect, and we never know who is listening. And that's why it's so important, too, to be light shining, that when people look at us,
exactly.
they see him, and that we're prepared at all times to give the word. And, you know, many times we truly are the only Bible that people read. You know, our life is to reflect him. We are to be like cities, our light like a city on a hill, shining forth, you know, bringing people in out of the dark. And I just thank God for what he's doing through the ministry work and all the people he's brought in my life, and the prayer requests I get daily and the testimonies that come back forth from prayers answered. It's so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
See, Simon had messaged me, and you can go on the homepage of Reaching Out Radio here on Blog Talk, and you can see all of our on-demand links. Also, if you go to the homepage, on Leah and Brian's broadcast, it has details about them. It has their ministry link. That's why I love the homepage. You can see all the upcoming broadcasts, all the ones that have already been on. But Simon, my little eagle in China, is going mm-hmm. for us. God brought him into my life 2 years ago. And through me, he was led to the Lord. God used me as an instrument. All glory to him. But he's preaching in China now. He is winning souls.
Wow.
And he sent a sermon a while back ago to me. And I uploaded it through the RSS feed. And I shared it one Sunday morning, and it's on idolatry, and it reminds me of some of the things you were speaking about this morning, but it's just so beautiful to see the ministry going around the world, to be a part of that. It's so amazing, and you're being a part of that as well, because these broadcasts, some of the groups I've been invited to or to be administrators to, there's groups that are in Africa, there's groups that are in Turkey, in India, all over the world, in China. Simon shares forth the messages in China, so you're being a part of the gospel going all around the world. So I just think it's such a beautiful thing that God has done with technology. And when it's used right, it can do so many amazing and powerful things.
Cool.
That's awesome.
And one of the things that was so cute was that Simon sent me a picture of an elderly man that he brought to the Lord in China. And this man, God has placed a revival spirit on his heart. And he is pointing his finger and telling everybody, you need revival. And he sent me a picture of him with this man doing that. And you can just see the newness in him and the fire. And it blesses me so much. But I've enjoyed the broadcast so much this morning. It is such a blessing. And I know it's going to continue to grow. People will get to know your set time and to know your program, and your listeners will continue to grow. And I thank each and everybody that has been listening to Jay, and I'm going to give the phone number once more in case there's someone out there listening that might want to call back in. 347-308-8837. 347-308-8837. And is there anything else this morning, Brian and Leah, that you want to add, or anything in regards to the next broadcast? I want to give you an opportunity as we get ready to come close into closing of anything else you have on your heart or your mind.
Well, we're really excited to use part of this Releasing the Spirit as part of the launch program here for the next couple of weeks. And so we'll actually have 3 more weeks that we'll be talking about Releasing the Spirit and a few additional items to come in. And if anyone out there listening, if they'd like for Leah or myself to come and speak at your church or your men's or women's groups or special event, you can always contact us here in Texas. The mobile number is 832-878-8043. That number again is 832-878-8043. Or you can always reach us on our landline out here on the hill, and that's 979-357-2215. And that number again is 979-357-2215. You can also access to learn a little bit more about us through our website, and that's at Hazak Ministries. That's H-A-Z-A-K, HazakMinistries.com. That's HazakMinistries.com. To learn a little bit more, you can also connect with us through Facebook, and we're just excited. It's one of the things that we've learned in our ministry, in our walk here in the last 9 years, especially with our ministry, but especially since losing our only daughter, is that we've learned to become open, willing, and obedient to be used by God. And that's the most important thing. I like what the late Smith Wigglesworth once said. He was a Methodist preacher who was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and his comment was, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And that's kind of been our question to God, is that what would you have us to do? And you really start learning to be led by the Spirit and to be open and to be used by Him. We've been involved in a lot of different activities over the years. We've, I was in the retail auto supply business for 13 years, and I was an independent insurance agent for 27, and been in music ministry for about 11 years. And we've just found ourselves that we just love ministry, and we love being able to help other people, help them to get the best that they can out of life and to reach to find their purpose in life. And that's the most important thing, because God's got great, great things in store for each and every one of us.
Amen, amen. And I love your music. I love the anointing in it. And if you would like, I have your reflection CD up. Would you like me to play another track off your CD?
If that's what you would like to do, that would be fine. If you want to use that to kind of close out the hour, unless you've got another caller. And again, we can't thank you enough, Montel, yes, our sister, for allowing us to come on to be on your program. This is a great opportunity for us, and we look forward to being a blessing to you and to your ministry. And pray for my wife, poor thing. She's been all congested up for about 4 days now, and she was a real trooper to get on the air today and to try to speak and to share things that were on her heart. And we just love you guys up there, and I know that God's got is really expanding your media ministry for you guys as well. And so we just pray a blessing over you and Dustin and your family. And and I just want to pray for that young man who lost his life to his family. We had a close friend of ours who had taken his own life years ago, and at the service, the pastor said something that I've never forgotten. And he said, we don't know why Billy took his life. He said, but all that we do know is that he made a permanent decision to a temporary problem, and that there is no problem. There's no problem or challenge in life or thing in life that God cannot turn around and overturn, and that God can't forgive. Mm-hmm. And so I speak out to that family, and I pray that they would reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that He would give them peace in their life and bring peace to their family, and that we're praying for them, and that the Lord would use them in a mighty way down the road to help other people who have run into similar situations. Amen. And so, Father God, I just lift that up to you right now, and that, Father, I pray for that family. I pray that you would bring them that peace and that comfort that goes beyond all understanding, because, Father, we've had that as well. And so, Father, we lift that up to you right now, and that, Father, we lift up Montel, and we also lift up Scott and Mary as they work within their ministries, and that, Father, that you would bring blessings to them as well. We ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Leah, thank you so much for coming forth and sharing this morning. And I know God's going to bless you for that. You're both so very faithful. And again, we've been sharing in the program this morning to be encouraged with Brian and Leah Fouts. And there's one thing I know for sure in life. They definitely bring encouragement to my life, and I thank God for them. And I love your ministry scripture. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Romans 15 and 4, NASB. I love that scripture. That scripture has such hope to it, and I think that's a powerful, powerful scripture, and I felt led to share that. Again, I want to remind everyone, this is Reaching Out Radio. I'm Evangelist Montel Fields, and each week at the same time, we're going to be blessed to be sharing with Brian and Leah. And I want us to close out in a prayer, and then I want to end off with one of Brian's songs. And again, on the front page of the homepage, under details, there's a link as well to their ministry website if you want to get connected with them there. Also, you can get a hold of me on Facebook. A lot of you already know my contacts. And Brian and Lee are always really gracious to open their heart and share and to welcome people in. So I thank them for that. But Brian, would you like to lead us out of the broadcast and just pray us out today, and I will share your song. And I thank you so much for being on today, the both of you, and I'm praying for you, Leah. God keep his hand
upon you.
And I'm so excited. I loved your script, and I'll tell you what, the way that you guys did the show today was so professional. It was fun, uplifting, but it was real, and it's just such a blessing. God has really gifted you in being able to reach people in writing and how you two work together.
Mm-hmm. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to come before you to share your word and to bring an uplifting message, Father. And that, Father, our prayer for people today, Father, is that as they get up and go out this week, that, Father, that you would bring them a spirit of hope and healing and encouragement, Father, for them to go out and to do the best that they can each and every day for you to find the purpose that you have for them. And we ask all these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And here's one of the tracks off Brian's Reflection CD. He also has those available, too, if that's something you'd be interested in. But I want to share it on going out. And as I always close out, I always want to remind people, don't let the enemy lie to you and tell you that you've done too much in life. There's no hope. There's no way you're worthless. As long as you have a breath in you, there is hope, because you can use that very breath to repent, ask forgiveness, and to ask Jesus Christ into your life. Seek him while he can still be found, and know more than anything, you are loved so much that God sent his son to die for you, and that you are of great worth, created for a purpose and a plan. I love you all. I look forward again to sharing with you. There's broadcast on every night at 6 p.m. Central the rest of the week. And again, Brian and Leah will be back on with us at 11 a.m. Central next week. God bless you all. Keep you in this new week. And don't back down when God is backing you up.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. We've been listening to the very loving and gifted Brian and Leah Fouts of Hazock Ministries. You can see more about their ministries, as Brian shared earlier, at www.hazock, it's H-A-Z-A-K, ministries, M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S.com. You can get hooked up to their book, From Misery to Ministry. It shares on the journey with their daughter who was murdered, and God brought a healing ministry into their life, and they are going forth and sharing in that healing, offering hope to others. Also, you've listened to two of Brian's beautiful CDs. I'm sorry, songs off his CD today. His music is just so anointed, and it's so beautiful, and it just, I always feel the presence of the Lord, and I just thank God. Thank you for your time today. Please continue to listen and pray for and support Reaching Out Radio. This is your host, Evangelist Montel Fields. Have a very day, blessed day ahead, and as well a blessed week. God bless and keep you all. Goodbye.